The Grumap stone dates back to around the 7th century and was one of the oldest runestones. Hodulf placed three staves, FFF. A stone raised by, or for, the Hodulf clan. A family name mentioned on several runestones. A family that named itself with the wolf. A powerful family clan with a name of strength. F is the first letter of the runic alphabets. 1, 2, 3. They stand in line of each other. The name of the F rune, Fehu, means cattle, and therefore property and wealth. FFF stands as a confirmation and a claim of prosperity and power, a declaration of possession and control, security, comfort in life. But what does it mean to place staves, as Hodulf did with the Grumap stone? Is it a declaration of wealth? A status symbol? Or are they magic runes? A wish for more fortune or abundance? Economy and value drive humanity. Growth. Always just enough. Almost. But what about the rest? Western capitalism. Camilla Brogar has dissected the Grumap stone, turned over every stone in a study of the F inscription. The wealth deemed worthy of being carved into stone. The artwork, almost, the West, growth, the rest, circles around comfort, economy, and the Western concept of value. Can we recognize something of ourselves in the Hodulf clan? Look at the works. Something has laid down. Something has settled into place. No one quite remembers when, only that it stayed. An imprint, a deposition, an agreement that left behind weight. That is what comfort is. A displacement, a shift. Not the absence of discomfort, but a distribution of weight. Not an individual state, but a negotiated distance. A boundary we've drawn between value and condition. Vesten, Konsten, Resten. The stone has hidden itself in the Danish language. Sten, the stone. As a conclusion, a final weight that dragged sentences to the ground. Words become remnants, traces, something almost worthy. Nesten. Almost, we say without feeling the weight of the ending. A reminder of the body that stayed behind. The bodies that laid themselves down in solidarity, in protest. Nesten, almost, we say, and mark a distance, not a closeness, not an approach. In the artworks, the stone, the language, and the body grow heavy together. Comfort appears as a given and a system, a bodily state, but also the result of social, economic, and political negotiations. The boundary between lightness and heaviness is constantly shifting, and the work creates a space for reflection, where the valuable and the almost worthy are mapped or laid to rest. Something is placed, just as staves are placed, FFF. Stones have become potatoes in the soil, as a symbol of economy, a fullness, a fundamental value and status symbol across ages. The potato net, the artwork, an economy of comfort is a web of shipping systems delivering to our supermarkets, where we buy potatoes, those we find comfort in. Comfort food. The ones we peel and prepare, a comfort practice, a care practice, a labor. The potato peels gather in the corner as remains, endings, like stones at the end of our Danish words. Næsten, væsten, væksten, resten. The peels remain and accumulate. They are the rest, what builds up in the landscape. The Grumop stone also lay there. It lay and made its weight into power. An accumulation of something that wanted to be more. It was an assurance. Value locked in signs and stone, a shield so heavy it had to be dropped. But where something has rested, lain, it can still be felt, even when it's gone.